Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I just want to quickly say thanks to all of you out there listening. We are getting some incredible response from this. Some really good episodes have gone up with some really smart people, and I'm very excited to add another name to that list. Today, I am pleased and interested and very, very ready to have a good conversation with Brian Bernier. Brian is the CEO of the Professional Independent Insurance Agents of Colorado, much more easily known as PIAC. Brian, welcome to the episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, we're glad. It's going to be good. I think Brian's going to bring a really good perspective on that agency side of how agents go from good to great, from bad to good, wherever their next step is. Brian's going to give us a lot of intel on things that are going to kind of work. So the best way to start, Brian, let me kick it over to you and just tell me about your background. Tell me about how you got here today and what that journey looked like.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've got a little bit of a unique background, actually. For a better part of about 20 years, I was an agent. I was back up in the Northeast through Massachusetts and New Hampshire and sold
Never would have guessed that, commercials. Brian. Never would have guessed that from your accent.
I don't think I do have an accent at all, do I? So I sold personal lines, commercial lines, P&C, life, and a little bit of health, actually. So I was very involved in the industry as a whole, both in my state as well as at a national level. And the opportunity opened up here in Colorado, and it gave me the ability to come out here and help agents in Colorado, you know, grow their business. And I seized the opportunity, and I've been here for about 3.5 years here in Colorado, and I'm loving it.
You know? Well, Colorado's the better place for it, because I know you take good care of your people, and you are a great advocate for this industry and for your association. So I'm glad to have you on. And I will also say that I think it's so crucial. Well, I don't know if crucial is the word, but it's such a benefit to have worked in an agency, to have been an agent, to know what that day looks like. So you come at this from a great perspective, not a unique perspective, but a perspective that is going to really help people as they try to grow in this industry, try to get better at their craft. And that leads me right to my question. So I want to start kind of broad, and I'm just going to ask the question. So you're involved in the industry, not from an agency perspective. If I'm in an agency, a carrier, I'm somewhere in the industry, what do I do? How do I get either one? The first step is I want to be in the insurance industry. How do I get in? And the other piece, which is most of our audience today, is how do I get more involved? Talk to me about that.
Sure. Yeah. First, I'll take the first step of how do I get into the industry? I think everybody listening here today will all have a little bit of a different story.
Definitely.
I will go on a limb and say that most people do not choose insurance. They tried insurance, and then they kind of got, I don't want to use the word stuck in it, but I'll use the word stuck in it. And it's been a great career for them. So going out and seeking a career in insurance throughout the whole country, there's, you know, you can go to college for risk management or business, you know, or something like that. But a lot of people don't choose that path. They get into the business world, and insurance offers so much flexibility, a great career, such a stable career, and all the selling points that a 20-something really doesn't care about. But at the end of the day, they start getting into it, seeing some really cool stuff, and then, you know, their career grows, and then 30 years later, they're still here and saying, I don't remember how I got into this thing, and they can't, you know, they're so grateful for being in it. So that's how a lot of people get involved.
Yeah. It's such a kind of family industry once you get in. And I don't mean like son to dad, to grandpa, although that is very prevalent as well. But sure. Once you're in, it's like a fraternity, right? You're part of the industry.
It is.
And it's in a positive way. If I can say this in a positive way, it's like the mob, you know, once you're kind of in, you're in. And you end up, I've seen so many people, to your point. I mean, I never was like, I'm going to when I get out of college, I'm going to start an insurance agency. But bam, there I was. And now years and years, don't want to say how many later, here I am still in the industry. And you used a word to me that is crucial in like people, if you're questioning, like, is it good? Should I go? Should I stay in? The word is stable. The stability of this industry is incredible. And if you're looking for long-term success, you're looking to have so many opportunities at so many different levels, again, agency, carrier, like companies like Vertifor, the tech side, anything like that. There's so many opportunities. So I want to hand it back to you, but I did want to jump in because that, to me, stability is probably one of the top of the list for me.
Yeah, and I'd agree. And the other selling point, and I've spoken at high schools all over the country, spoken at conferences for young people, and I say it's truly the only industry that you can work within any other industry that you want. So if you're interested in aviation, there's aviation insurance. If you're interested in boats or, you know, ocean, whatever else, you can absolutely, you know, work with yacht insurance and, you know, cargo and whatnot. So it's that resonates too, as they could have picked a career, say, what do you want to do? What do you want to work with? Who do you want to work with? And this path will always give you that opportunity, you know.
So talk about more. So that's sort of getting in and why we'd either, you know, get in or stay in. How about getting more involved? Like, talk to me a little bit about, you know, big picture, whatever size picture of more involvement in the industry. If like, yeah, I've got a job in the industry, but I just feel a little disconnected, or I need more resources. Or talk to me about involvement in the industry.
Absolutely. So you're involved, you get into an agency, you're there for 6 months and you say, okay, I want to give back a little bit. I want to be part of this. We talked about, you know, fraternity, if you will.
Yeah.
And how do I get more engaged with people? How do I find mentors? How do I do this? Well, there's a whole bunch of different ways. There's user groups for different AMS systems, but every state has a big eye trade association. Yep. And that every one of those has conventions, has committees, has boards, has a whole bunch of way to give back. Here in Colorado, the first step is, hey, I'm interested in getting to know some people. How do I do that? Come to our convention. Just come in. We'll introduce you to everybody. There's going to be 350 people there milling around. There's going to be carriers. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be agents with 50 years experience, and there's going to be agents with 6 months experience. It's going to be a whole broad spectrum of people. Come to a convention. We run 2 to 4 emerging leaders events every year. This past year, we did a cornhole tournament, you know, 85 people there. We did a bike building for a nonprofit. We're giving back, and we're trying to bring new, diverse talent in the industry. And that's something that, you know, is a great way to get involved. But we also have a bunch of committees you can join. And as you come to more meetings and you start making friends and you start making relationships, you start building your network within this industry. And it's going to be very quickly, you're going to start seeing how small of the insurance industry really is. And I've got friends in all 50 states now, and it's been great. So the first step is to join your state association and really get engaged. It doesn't cost a lot of money to join. It doesn't cost a lot of money to attend the events. And especially in Colorado, if you're a newer person or a newer agent and you say, I want to come, but I don't have the funds, by all means, call me and we will get you there and we'll get you engaged and we'll get you up to speed with everybody else. And you'll be surprised of how many different people you're going to meet and how much better of an agent you'll become just by being involved.
Well, and listening to you talk, Brian, it's great to hear that. Like, I can tell from your voice, from the passion in your voice, that you and I've met a lot of your counterparts in different states. Are here to help. You're here because you want to make this a better place. You want to take lemons and make lemonade out of it, right? Like you want to make this a great thing that they've got all these opportunities. So let's talk a little. So that was a lot. Like, you just gave me a lot of stuff. And let's go to the conferences. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's baby step it, because a lot of people that tune in, I know I've got some feedback from listeners that say, man, there's so much information for me to digest. My head's going to explode. So if I were to baby step into being more involved, let's dumb it down to one or two or three things that you could literally write down on a piece of paper right now, go to your computer, sign up, or visit this website and do that. Like, how do I just, if I just want to dip my toe in, I want to wade into the shallow end and not bomb into the ocean in the middle, you know, 2 miles from shore. Talk to me about baby steps.
Sure. One of three ways. We'll do three baby steps. One, we always offer some free classes at our office. So sign up for one of those classes. They're free. Come on down and you get a chance to pick up some continuing education credits, but that's where the networking will begin. Two, you can call me directly, and we have four committees here in the state of Colorado. We can go over the different committees to find out which ones might interest the person, whether it be government affairs, whether it be the events committee, the emerging leaders. We'll tell you when the next meeting is. Just be a fly on the wall at the next meeting. And I'd say three, the other way is to attend either our golf tournament or our convention in, you know, either as a volunteer or as a participant. And just, again, quietly show up and, you know, get to know some people. I'd say one of those three ways is just a nice entree into what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we have people who attend all the committees, but we have a lot of people who attend one here and one there just to start getting to know the faces and the players in the game, if you will.
And this is a very, very much national podcast that people are listening from all over the country. Brian, that's you, and that is specific to Colorado. But if I live in any other state, I've got that same accessibility and same opportunity, correct?
Yeah, I would say all 50 states have a convention in some capacity.
Yeah.
All 50 states definitely have a way to engage their membership, be it committees, you know, virtual meetings, whatever it might be. And all 50 states do education, something in some capacity. You know, we all work together as states too. We all have a good feel for what one another is doing. So if there's an office that just opened here in Colorado, and a lot of agencies have opened in Colorado, they might have a counterpart in Iowa, and, you know, we can absolutely help them connect, and, you know, we can help them connect throughout the whole country. So yeah, but every state has one, has an independent insurance agent, and we all kind of do the same thing, but some states do a really good job and the bigger states have a little bit more opportunity, but every state can do something for you. And I think it's a great way to get involved. And candidly, I was the chair of the board in New Hampshire at one point in time. I started off coming to one convention, and then I was the young agent seat on the board. And I was on the board for 7 years. And that's how they said, you should do that. And I kind of lingered around there for 7 years, became the chair, and then I became on the national board of directors and just more and more engaged, and I became a better agent for it. So whether it's, you know, our events or whether, you know, where you are in the country, just getting involved in the industry. Another way, and I'll use an example here in Colorado, CU Denver has a risk management program, and they're always looking for people to talk there. I would say absolutely you can come to one of those meetings. You can come to some of the graduations. You can come to a whole bunch of things. We, as an organization, go into high schools and teach. That's great for somebody to get involved. Say, I'd like to go explain what we do to a high school student, stuff like that. And that can be done anywhere in the country. I mean, I can help facilitate that anywhere in the United States. And we're all looking for the same stuff, and we're all trying to get a more engaged membership. And that's kind of, I'd say the best way is, but just to pick one or two things and just show up and just take it all in. You know, it's going to be overwhelming at some times, but it's going to be great. You know? It's going to be a blast.
Anybody that's listened to more than one of my podcasts has heard me at one point or another say that agents and employees get so busy working in their business that they sometimes forget or don't have time to work on their business. And for me, this is one of those opportunities where you just get involved. Now, I would say that there's probably three classes of agents, and I'll get your head nod on this if I'm right. So you, in respect to being a part of what you're doing, part of the Big Eye, part of an association that has the kind of resources that you have. There's one, the agent that has no idea who you are and has not ever engaged with you. Those people get on the phone, find your state. Let's go. At the end of this, we'll give you national website contacts and things like that for you to figure that out. The second one is, we've got our Big Eye membership. We pay it every year, so almost begrudgingly, because we don't really use much of it. And then there's a third that's super engaged. And am I right there in categorizing the three, Brian?
Yeah, it's funny. So some of the agents don't think they need us. They don't think that we serve a purpose. And we, you know, ultimately we do. Even if you're not a member, we still work on behalf of the independent agent every single day. And yes, there is that super engaged type of person who is on four committees, comes to every single event, sits on our boards and everything, goes to the national conferences, goes to the, you know, the Elevate conference and goes to everything else possible. And by all means, they're the super engaged. And then we have that middle pack who know what we do. They appreciate what we do. They write the check every year. It might show up at the convention. We might see them once or twice a year. They might use this for a service or two, but you're right, right in that middle. So yeah, there is three definitely layers. And you know, the Super Engage is what we love, and but that middle of the pack is, we need those as well too. So, and then the people who aren't members, they absolutely should be a member, because like I said, we work hard every single day for independent agents. Well, not just here in every single state, you know.
And I think what you said, Brian, makes a lot of sense to me. It's like you have these agents that think they don't need it. Well, it's for the price. Shame on you. Like, I really believe that. And I say this all the time. I'm talking about just being better at what you do. This is one of those ways. There are, and you know, to take it off of the idea of the associations, of the big eye levels associations, there are groups all over the place that make you better at your job. You know, Ron Berg and the ACT Council, like those kind of things, your user groups within your management, like get involved. I think if you take anything else away from this, is go do something. And Brian is an incredible resource, especially for those of you in Colorado. But also, I'm sure we'll be more than happy to connect you anywhere. And like I said, we'll get you all the contact info later. But again, this is one example of many ways to be more involved. So I want to shift gears a little with you, Brian, because we've had other conversations. I just saw you at last week out in West Virginia at a show. And one of the things I appreciate most about you, especially knowing that you used to be an agent, is that you're very tech forward thinking. Like, your thinking is not old school. Well, we've always done it that way. You think about technology and ways to leverage, for an agency to leverage technology to get faster, to get better, to get more new business, because you are moving at a pace that lets your insurance people do insurance things. So talk to me about how you personally are staying at the forefront of technology, staying informed, and kind of what you see out there that's super important for people to be locking in on.
It's funny, I said, I bet you there's some people who are listening to this, or who are going to listen to this, and they're going to hear me talking, and they're going to kind of cock their head and say, technology? I am not a techie by nature. I don't have, you know, the smart watches and all that other stuff, but I understand how important the insured tech industry is and what it needs to do for an agency.
Brian, that makes you more like most of our agents, right? I mean, most of our agents are not savvy tech people. They're insurance people that want to be better at their jobs. So you're perfect to give this information.
Yeah. And so I've seen how you can leverage technology to automate functions in the office, to grow your agency, to take a lot of that stuff that, you know, we used to do a lot of manually. We can streamline that. And honestly, I'll give, you know, a shameless plug to Vertifor. You guys moved to Denver, what, 2.5 years ago?
Yep,
and immediately we got down there. And actually, ironically enough, Beth from our national association, Beth Montgomery, introduced us. And it's been a great working relationship ever since. And I come to your office and I look around, and when, you know, we look at what you guys are doing for the industry, but what alone in tech, and I've seen all these tech companies and what they're doing, and in Colorado especially, we got a lot of cool tech companies, and it's so important to, you know, to leverage technology going forward, and data and how it all looks and works. And I've seen agencies be able to run as if they had 10 people with really 5, and it's been really cool to watch. So I would say, how do I stay forward? I ask my agents, what do you use? How are you doing it? And again, I'm not perfect at it. And every day it's like, it moves so quickly. And just like, you know, technology, it's just in every other capacity, it just doubles. It seems like every 6 months, and the speed of what everything goes at, but we keep asking the questions, and we keep talking to our membership and saying, what else are you guys using? And it's overwhelming how many different programs and how they pulled all together. And some agencies, both small and large, have nailed it. And some are still getting their legs under them a little bit, and that's okay. And we're here to help that. Like you mentioned, Ron and his team at the Agency Council for Technology, amazing resource for all members. It's just what they do over there. They have a cyber guide. They can tell you all the disclaimers and all that cool stuff. And we try to push that out to our membership as much as possible.
And I think where you really kind of can, like, you know, I love it when people come on and they say, I don't know all the answers, but I talk to other people that might or that do. And I think, which for you is a daily occurrence. You're talking to agents all day long. You're talking to agents that are members. You're talking to agents that are looking at membership. You're talking to agents probably from all over the country, because that's, I just know you and I know that's how you work. So you're saying, but I think what that says is the same thing that you said before, is be involved. Get involved. If you're at an agency and you are not, and your agency is behind the times, or people are saying you need to be doing X, Y, and Z, and from a leadership position, your answer is, yeah, we're fine. You're falling behind. So be involved. Technology is not going away, right? I mean, if anything, it's rolling downhill and gathering snow. So I like what you said, because I think there's just so much to be learned from other people, from other resources. Again, you are a resource for others, and you use your agents as a resource for you. I think that's great.
And I will tell you this right now. This is, our agents use other agents. They're competitors. Imagine you're the competitor down the street, collaborating and talking and helping one another. It's really, it's kind of uncanny the way it happens, but it's very refreshing. And we have an agent here in particular, a gentleman named Gary. He's been in the industry, let's say 35, 40 years. He's willing to help anybody, and he's just a wealth of knowledge, and he's always giving back. And it's refreshing to see someone who understands that, hey, look, I'm not going to be here forever. I want to pass this knowledge down. And he's always willing to take a phone call and help anybody on our staff, or help anybody in particular. So,
and if we're anybody listening in knows a Gary, like a guy that is that same way, and using that, like this is such a great, like I said, fraternal industry where you've got people, myself included, that have been doing this forever, that are just gagging to get that information to the next generation, to continue to grow this thing, to continue to keep the independent agent channel not only viable but thriving. So I appreciate what you do, Brian, especially you in particular, the way you go about your business. I am a fan, and I think it's awesome. So I want to bring up another.
Well, I'm a fan of yours too, though. You know, so that's perfect.
Well, then good. We're having a great conversation. Everybody wins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I want to bring up another word that I think is kind of important, and I'd love to get your feedback on what you see out there with agencies and the word, because so many people outside the industry don't quite understand how much legal is behind the insurance, how much documentation and things like that. And so the word I want to talk about is compliance, and how agencies stay in compliance or stay compliant. And talk to me about what the best of the best in your mind are doing. What is maybe the baseline foundation, and then those that aren't, what they need to be doing to just make sure, because that's going to be the thing you're going to wake up one morning, and by the next morning, your agency is in a world of hurt if you haven't figured out your compliance. So talk to me about
correct.
That.
I think the most important thing is leveraging your resources, whether that be other agents, whether that be a state association. I would say absolutely top of the list is technology, having a robust AMS system that allows your agency to be sure they stay in compliance. I teach E&O classes, and the number one word we're going to use and we're going to continue to use is notate, notate, notate. Yes. So we've always talked about, you know, and as you become a better agent, being involved with the different organizations and really getting engaged with the, you know, whoever your technology providers are, that's going to only help you go further into compliance and make sure that everything is done right. And today's day and age, I'm going to go on a limb and say that more businesses will be ruined by not being compliant. And if one of your clients goes out of business because you weren't compliant and you didn't follow up or you didn't give them the proper coverages, yeah, absolutely. You're going to go right out of business next to them.
So that's going to be a very bad day.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad day. And there, you know, there was a company in Denver last year, just cyber, someone didn't do something correctly, and they went out of business because of a cyber breach. Stuff like that is it compliance, or is it doing the right thing, or is it an E&O issue? It's all kind of on the same bucket, if you will. So I would say leveraging technology and utilizing your resources you have out there. And there is so many resources out there that I absolutely would agree. Some days it's like drinking from a fire hose, right?
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
That's where we play a role. That's where being involved and being engaged plays a role, where people can help you with the different pieces to put in place to be able to ensure that you at least have the baseline for compliance, never mind being the most compliant agency. And some agencies knock it out of the park every single day. And people listening, you know who you are. You feel very comfortable. You don't lose sleep at night. Then there's that another group of agencies who I guarantee every night they might wake up in the middle of the night, God, did I do that? Or was that done right?
And those are the ones that happens.
Should I have done that? And that's the ones that really we can, you know, we as an organization can help out. But those are the ones who need the help. But even the good ones, it evolves so quickly. Like you said, I don't think technology is going away. I don't think the internet's a fad. I'm not sure yet. But I think at the end of the day, if you don't stay ahead of it, you're going to be so far behind it. But by the time you catch up, it's going to be racing out there in front of you. So,
And you said something while you were talking in there, Brian, which kind of resonates with me. You said, are you kind of doing it? Are you sort of doing it? And it goes back to something we talked about with baby steps before. It can be completely overwhelming. Like you said, it could feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. Okay, then take a couple of sips a day, right? Like at least acknowledge it and work toward being in compliance. Because, yeah, like I know agencies, I know companies that there's really bad days out there and you just don't want to be those. You mentioned cyber. Like that is the big, big thing coming around. We had a podcast, it was a few weeks ago, that was all about that. If you haven't listened to it, go download it, listen to it. Every agency employee, every carrier employee, every person in any industry should listen to our cyber podcast. It is some of the stuff you're talking about. You're going deeper into bigger things, but one of those topics is cybersecurity, cyber insurance, all of those things. And so like it's there. Don't pretend like it's not. Don't be so busy in your business you're not working on it. And this is where that starts. So again, great input by you on that. So the other thing from your perspective, I want to get this before we run out of time. I'm sort of sensing in the industry I don't want to say a mass exodus, but a big shift, even more so than in the past, from the captive to the independent. You're seeing some companies that are actually changing and sort of, for lack of a better term, kicking out all their captives and making them independent. Talk to me about what you're seeing in the marketplace. If I'm out there, I'm listening and I'm a captive, and I'm thinking about it, what does that look like for me? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they join a captive for the very simple reason that everything's kind of there for them. It gives them the ability to hang a shingle pretty quickly. 100%. Not a lot of decision-making. It's almost like a franchise, if you will. But what happens is over due time, some of them thrive and some of them do great and they're very happy and they think it's the best career choice they ever made. Other ones get the opportunity to write a risk or a big risk or a new kind of risk, and they can't because they only have a certain amount of capacity, or the only market that they have is not supportive of that type of risk. So then they start wondering, what does the other side look like? And as an independent agent, you can write anything. You can figure out a way to write just about anything out there. And that's usually what the impetus is to start. The other impetus could be, let's use Colorado for example, and every state has an issue. We've had a lot of hail damage in the last 5 years here in Colorado, wildfire damage. Well, if your carrier doesn't want to write anywhere that does hail, you're going to be in a lot of trouble pretty quickly. So we've seen a lot of increase in captives giving us a call and saying, I'd like to talk to you about how to become an independent agent. And very exciting news that last week we talked about, Colorado has an agency in a box. If you're a captive and you want to become an agent, you can give us a call and everything is wrapped up into a nice little bow as if you were going to become a captive. We have all the AMS systems built right into it and everything you need to hang your shingle day one. We're very proud of it. It's taken us almost 3.5 years to get together. And that's allowing a lot of captives to say, okay, a lot less decision-making coming on. It's given me a clear path to becoming an independent. And once you become an independent as a captive, especially, or even somebody starting an agency, they will say in the first 3 years, my only regret is I didn't do this sooner. And that's going to be 100%. The trend you hear from a lot, because they're going to own their book of business. They're going to own their X dates. They're going to have control, true controls over that entire book. And they're going to grow and they're going to be able to write things they never imagined writing. And they're going to thrive for sure. And especially with all the resources we have, you can absolutely convert very easily. It's not 1995 anymore. There's so many resources for captives to come on board with us. So,
well, and quickly, you had mentioned that to me a while back, your sort of agent in a box concept. And I think it's brilliant. If I don't live in Colorado, I might not have that level of engagement from my state association, but still call your state association and get the information. I think what people are afraid of, well, one, we know generally that human beings are afraid of change, right? And Farmers, Allstate, you plug in a name on the dotted line of a captive that's made it really easy to be an agent. But the thing that you mentioned to me, which is where I just, the competitor in me that used to be an athlete and I am uber, uber competitive. I don't like losing business. And I really don't like losing business just because I couldn't write it. And that independent, that's the beauty of the independent channel. There are a lot of perks and benefits. And if you are, if you're looking to coast through and make a good living, I am not bashing the captives. There is a lot of things about that. But those of you out there that want the best opportunity to write all business, to your point, own your book and move forward, why didn't you start 3 years ago? Call Brian, call someone at one of the state associations today and get rolling with that. Or if your captive is pushing you towards independent, then there's no better time than this moment in time. So get after it. So
every state has a path for that type of agent. Okay, so not just Colorado. We have a defined path, but every state has the resources to be able to do this. So, and like I said, we can call me or you can call your state and we can absolutely put you in contact with the people necessary to be able to help you on that path. So,
all right. So talk to me a little bit about that. Let's do that. Let's wrap this up with some contact information. Talk to me about, I'm in whatever state. Let's start with you. How do I get a hold of Brian Bernier first? How do I just start there? What's the best way to get you?
You can either call me on my cell phone, and by all means, I'll give you the number. It's 603-801-3406, or you can email me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at P-I-I-A-C.com, and I'll help you get in contact with whoever you want, whoever you need, whatever state you might be in. I'll help you get in contact with your local association, and I'm here to help independent agents wherever they are, and we, like I said, collaborate with all my counterparts around the country and help them at that point.
I appreciate that, Brian. And if I want to go at the national level, if I live in Georgia and I just want to go find the website or the landing page for my state, is there a national way for me to do that search? And how do I go there?
There's
a website, I'm guessing. Talk to me about that.
Yep. Yeah. www.iiaba.net. That's our national association. You'll see, I think it's at the top left-hand corner, it says find my state, if you will. Go there. When you join at a state level, in Colorado, I can speak specifically to, you're automatically a member of our national organization. So you get all the national benefits as well, too. So, but you'll be able to join, you'll be able to find your state listed right there. If you live in a state and you can't seem to put your fingers on it, independent insurance agents of the state, what it might be, including DC as their own association as well, too. So 51 states.
That's great. That's good stuff. And I do want to say that while this has been a little centric to the Big I and your state associations, I think it's that important. I think people need to be addressing their self and their staff's involvement in the industry, the resources that are out there, and especially at the state level. And then I think the national shows, the national opportunities, again, the ACT, there's so many ways to learn. We talked about compliance. Get your house in order. If it's not, and I know a lot of you out there are, if you're questioning it, lean on some of these resources to see if you are in fact as safe, secure, headed in the right direction as you thought. Brian, once again, so happy to have you on the show. I think this is great information. Yeah. I want to end the way I always end. I'm going to ask you the big question, put you on the spot. We're going to record this next little snippet and we're going to put it in a time capsule and bury it. Somebody's going to, dig it up next week, in a month, in a year. What is Brian Bernier's one big piece of advice for the insurance industry?
To focus on our next generation of leadership. Number one, we're going to see a huge talent drain here in the next 5 to 10 years. Yep. A lot of baby boomers retiring as we speak. We're seeing unprecedented M&A activity. We need to find that next level. We need to find the next generation, and we can't continue to kick that can down the road. We need to roll up our sleeves and start doing that today. That'll be what our largest struggle is. It's already a larger struggle for a lot of agencies, but to find that next and find them, train them, and help them get engaged and get involved pretty soon, because we can't wait much longer, because it's not, we still have so many seats to fill and we have so many great opportunities, and that we can't continue to neglect that. And I know a lot of agencies and carriers, especially, all hands on deck. So, and I have an old saying, you know what, just get them in the industry and we'll figure out where they sit when they get under the tent. Let's just get them in here, because it's going to become a critical issue in the next 5 years. And I know technology, everyone's like, well, what about tech? I understand that, but you know, having high level talent and capable talent is the most important thing in my eyes.
Well, and that is so spot on. I just want to add one layer to that, which is not only do we need to drive that talent into the industry, but we have to make the industry appealing so that talent, not only when they get here and they look around and decide whether or not they want to be involved, but then if they're involved, to keep them here, man, that does lean on technology, because you better have, whether that's, like you said, carrier level, agent level, any level, you better have a interface. You better have a user experience that the younger generation is used to when they get there, or they're going to say, "What? I'm not going to work in this. This is too sleepy for me." So I think you're spot on with that. And I think that's you know, maybe 1A of what you said is you better make a presentable case to a generation of youth that is used to working, living, breathing in a certain way with their technology. You better be part of that going forward. So, Brian, man, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on. I always enjoy any of our conversations, but this one has been extremely educational for our listeners. Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Thanks for everything you guys have done. I mean, getting to know everybody there has been great, and great resources there and great team and everything. I really enjoy working with you guys. So thank you guys for everything.
And thanks,
everything
you Brian, do for the industry. Man. Thank you. Onward we go. Hey, and everybody out there listening, we are getting such an incredible amount of positive feedback, and the information that's being gathered out of these podcasts is great. I do need people to be a little even more interactive as this thing grows, and it is growing fast. Tell me, get a hold of me. It's rfox@vertifor.com. Find me on LinkedIn. Give me names. There, I am thirsting for more great conversations, and we've got a great list of people coming up. I want to keep them going. So if you think of somebody, or you're somebody that should be on this show, and you've got some stuff that people should be writing down and taking back to their daily world, man, get a hold of me. Again, Brian, thanks so much. We'll see you next week,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertifor.